Oh, Sawdust! It's Mitch. This is another Before We Head Out podcast. It's been a while since anything's been on here. I saw that the good old folks at Anchor came up with a little add-on to their app and website called Co-Hosts. You can put out some type of a category for something you want to podcast, and you can basically just get matched up with a rando to record something. I was looking at it for a while. Someone had comedy. I recorded one with some little Mexican boy, and I say little boy because that's what it was. It was a little boy. Found out he was 17. Talked to him for about 15 minutes. Started feeling creepy. This was a 17-year-old dude that I was talking to, so I just left that episode real quick. Good thing I didn't give out any personal information. And then I was, searching through some of the other categories, and they all sucked. And I just typed in magic mushrooms, and within about 30 seconds, ZP Perspectives. Check them out. Check out their podcast. That's ZP Perspectives. He joined in on it. And I figured for the most part that I would get somebody pretty good because no one's going to talk about magic mushrooms unless they have any kind of idea or experience with them. So I was like, all right, this is going to be interesting. And he sure as shit did. It was a good one. I think we're going to plan on actually doing another podcast in the future. I think this little co-host thing that they got going on here is awesome. I think it's definitely easier to go ahead and get something up there. My biggest thing, the reason why I haven't had it on here, or I haven't been on here in such a long time, is because I don't want to talk to myself. I think it's weird. I tried doing it, and know what the fuck to talk about. And all my friends are fat and lazy, so trying to get them to do anything is damn near impossible. So when they saw this, I literally saw it today, and I started doing it, and I thought it was awesome, and I'm gonna definitely do it again. Please check it out. And again, this is the Before We Head Out podcast. Check us out on iTunes, on Anchor, obviously, Pocket Casts, and Podcast Addict. Hopefully, soon to be on Spotify as well. All right, peace out. Hey, real quick, the audio on this again pissed me off. It's not good. It's not because of me. No, Zach, awesome, love you, great guy. But his audio, he needs to figure it out because I've been spending this last 2 weeks learning how to be basically become an audio engineer. I fucking bought these stupid goddamn microphones because I wanted my shit to sound nice. Nice. And this guy's, it sounded like he was standing next to a train track with a bunch of train cars just flying by. Either that, or he was just laying on a median in the middle of the highway. Sorry. Whatever.
What else? Tim, I want you to have it.
What else? What do you want me to have?
I want you to have your pay.
Take it easy.
I want you to have the key that the aliens gave me. I want
what?
You to have the key that the aliens gave me.
Are you gonna go to bed now?
I want you to have it.
Are you gonna go to bed?
I'm gonna pass it off.
Alright, here we go. Well, my name's Mitch, by the way.
And I am Zach Patrick with ZP Perspectives.
And I'm Mitch from the Before We Head Out podcast.
Awesome. Today we're going to talk about magic mushrooms and what they can do to you if you take too many and
exactly.
Many more. So, Mitch, have you had an experience with magic mushrooms before? Is it something you do on an occasional recreational basis, or is it something you just dabble in on the weekend, or do you? How do you look at magic mushrooms as a whole? I guess
now that I've done them, I'd say first of all, I've done it probably about 5 or 6 times.
That's about how many I've done it too.
Yeah, first time it was when I was 19 in college, and I'm 26 now, so almost about like once a year on my average.
Right.
just because it, trust me, if I can do them more than a year, I would, but they're hard to get your hands on. But now that I've done them, I think it's almost, I would recommend everyone try them at least once.
And what makes you say that? What makes you say that it should be one thing to experience at least one time?
You know, for me, it's, I guess I found the sweet spot as far as how much to take for my, for me personally, what my body is. And it just lets you, I feel like it, in a sense, I can almost think about multiple things at once while really keying in on each one of those thoughts. And you just, you realize that you're, how insane the brain really is and how little of it we use on a day-to-day basis. And you can just kick up those neurons in those brains and those synapses, and they're just firing on all cylinders. It's so crazy, and it just, you're really able to introspectively have a different outtake on,
right,
on who
I
you
feel
are
like it kind of reveals you. Your inner self in a way to where, like, you don't really have to think about it. Just like you said, your mind's moving so fast.
Yeah, without
like
a doubt.
It just reveals who you are to yourself in a way that you don't have really any control over. You just have to go with the ride. Like, because
yeah,
that was my bad experience whenever I took them the first times. I kept trying to control my thoughts. I kept trying to put my finger on it, and I never could. And after the first time, did it a second time, I found myself being more free-flowing with it. It was more of a natural experience. Like,
right.
It wasn't me trying to control things at all. It was more of a mind opener in a way, like you said. Like, my mind was clicking on cylinders, like you were saying, like,
yeah,
in ways I'd never have, and opened up my mind to, like, well, things could be possible, because I've never even thought of things like this until I actually took magic mushrooms.
Right, right. And it's scary to have to tell yourself going into it, like, I can't control these thoughts. It's hard to let yourself just go like that and kind of take it, you know, head on. And basically, you are, when you're on mushrooms, you're kind of rolling with the punches. But what's also nice about them too is, if you ever do find yourself kind of, you know, going into a dark place, you could remind yourself that I'm on mushrooms right now, and
right,
this is, it's gonna be over in the next few hours. Like, you know, once you can kind of key in and realize, you're like, oh, okay, you know, it's this, let me just calm down a little bit and I'll be good.
That was kind of a thing that I did as well, is like, the next time I did it, I had to remind myself that, hey, I'm on mushrooms. Don't think negatively, think positively. I said, because you're not going to go retarded. You're not dumb for the rest of your life. I had a trip where I thought I wasn't going to never come out of it.
Yeah.
I had to remind myself that you're going to be all right. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine. A lot of people, I feel like that's a kind of a common first reaction,
yeah,
to people.
Well,
whenever they do it for a first time, if they don't talk to somebody about it, because I had a friend one time that took it not knowing what it was going to do to him.
Yeah.
He just thought it was going to be like smoking some weed,
yeah,
you know, just doing some drug to where he had control of his thoughts. And then, oh, it was a bad trip for him.
I can imagine.
Trip. But I had to concert. Oh, yeah. I had to command him, like, after he called me. I was like, dude, just go to your room, watch some TV, think nothing but positive thoughts.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You will be fine. And later on, he'd come to me and he said when he did all that, he found an experience, like, after he calmed himself down. Like, I'm surprised he calmed himself down, being it was first time.
Right.
That was amazing that he did that on
his
own.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that alone right
me.
There is remarkable.
And when he calmed himself down, he said he started thinking about way he did things and why he was doing things. He was getting philosophical. I was like, this is where you need to come over to my house and start taking shrooms instead
right.
of just taking them just for the heck of it, not knowing what you're doing.
Right, right. It's crazy. The last time I did them, I didn't have a bad trip by any means, but I felt myself kind of going that way, and I never have before. And it was the mushrooms working. I mean, I was kind of in like a weird headspace at the time.
Right.
Just, you know, personal stuff going on. And I knew that when I took these mushrooms, they were going to come out that night. Like, you know, you can't hide from yourself when you're on mushrooms. And that's what I really like about it the most, is you can't hide from yourself. It's going to come to light. And it did.
I think that's what some people don't really understand when they say they can. Because I had some friends that were just like, oh, it's not, man, I can do it. You can't tell them. You try to tell them, hey, we're gonna be able to tell who you really are right. whenever it's all said and done. Like, you know, so I don't think you understand what you're about to take. And he's like, oh, I can handle it. You know, somebody you can't, you know, another know-it-all, I guess you would say.
Exactly.
We all have those friends. And took it, and he just, like you said, like, he just went off into a bad space. Like, it was just, you couldn't get him back.
I bet he did.
Yeah, and he never done them again after that because
really?
He's one of them people. If he ain't in control of what he's doing, then he's freaking the fuck out.
Right. Yeah, the very first time I ever did them was my freshman year in college. And a friend of mine came up to me and asked if I wanted to do them and asked if I'd done them before. And I lied. And I was like, oh, yeah, I used to do them all the time in high school. Such a lie. Never did them once. Always wanted to.
Go on with it. Yeah.
And, yeah, first time I did it, I just munched down an eighth. And, yeah, very first time, man. Very first time. Just smacked an eighth down like it was nothing. And tripped my balls off very hard.
Yeah, and I bet the anticipation was hell. Like, just sitting there, like, I ain't feeling it, I ain't feeling it.
Oh, that's,
what was it like when it first came on?
Oh,
like,
when did you
realize when, oh, shit. I'm on insurance. Like, when did that moment come in for you?
I'll tell you. This is a crazy story, actually. So, we bought it from. I played sports in college, and I was with a bunch of other athletes, and we bought it from an equipment manager for a team. We all ate an eighth, and it was about five of us. Each was in eighth, and about an hour into it, no one felt anything. So the guy, we called him, and he came down to our dorm room, and as we were getting our money back, they started kicking in, and I could tell it was kicking in with the guy that was getting the money back from my buddy, because all of a sudden he started, you know, talking real fast, and he's getting, you know, moving around a little bit, felt him rubbing the thighs, I go, oh God, what is he doing? And then I look down, and I'm doing the same exact thing. And just start smiling uncontrollably while we're getting back all of our money, saying that these mushrooms don't work. He walks out, and as soon as he closes the door, we lock it, run in the corner of his dorm, jump on the futon, and just start giggling like a bunch of schoolgirls, going like, oh my God, they are kicking in. And then just lost our minds after that.
I bet that lady was thinking, y'all were so happy to get that money.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know how to act. Like.
Yeah, 100%.
Good thing y'all were getting money that day, or she might have been like, okay.
It was funny, but you've done it about six times, five, six times?
Yeah, I've done it about five or six times. I told you the first experience, it was like me just experimenting, not really knowing what to do. Second time I done it was at Bonnaroo.
Oh, nice. And, what year did you go?
Oh, it was year Eminem, Lil Wayne, and J. Cole was there. It was like the first year they had rap artists at the event.
Yeah, I went 2011.
Yeah, I only went one year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just went when I only went just because they were there.
Okay.
If it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have went because I didn't even know what the hell I was getting myself.
Oh, it's wild, man. Yeah, that's a wild.
Oh, yeah.
That should be another podcast in itself right there.
Oh yeah, I could definitely talk about Bonnaroo.
Maybe
my time at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, we'll definitely we'll plan one of those then, because yeah, that'll be good.
Sure, I wouldn't mind that at all. All
right.
And the second time I took it though was like, you know, after the first trip, I lost everybody when I got on shrooms. Like the second time I took it, I went with a buddy of people. We're in this one tent, 10 people. Living savage, you know, just bottled water and baby wipes for showers, everybody shitting in the woods and type of, you know, just roughing it, you know, doing
right.
everything you had to do. And I'm on shrooms. Lost everybody, and next thing you know it, like, I get in this freaking weird space in my head and start looking at the Jumbotron, and I feel like I'm watching Lil Wayne at the moment. And out of nowhere, I feel like Lil Wayne is looking at me. Like, I just feel like we're, like, connecting. It's like, is this motherfucker looking at me? Like, is he seeing me seeing him? Like, I was just so in the moment. And next thing you know it, people were walking up to me. They knew I was, like, foobar, you know, just completely gone. I ate, like, this huge shroom that I got off somebody there. And they just started smoking weed with me, and we just started going crazy. And next thing you know, I blacked out. And next day, I'm, like, waking up. Or coming in consciousness. I wouldn't say I'm waking up because I never did go to sleep, but I was coming into consciousness, and I was underneath the tent. smoking weed with the same guys. And they said, no, and I was just like looking at them all weirded out, because usually when I don't remember something, I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck happened?
Right.
I'm like, what's going on? Like, how did I remember y'all, and now y'all are here. It was dark, and now it's day. And then they ended up telling me it was just like we were going around place to place. We were buying weed. I ended up spending $200 that night on accident. But,
oh, I believe it.
Oh, it was such a great experience. I recommend anybody who's trying to do shrooms for the first time or anything like that, go to Bonnaroo if you're there. If you're at Bonnaroo, do
if shrooms. You want to do any drug for the first time, go to Bonnaroo.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Christ's sake. I mean, God, when I was there, man, it was, I did my research the first time. It was just me and I took my girlfriend at the time. And I had no idea what the fuck I was getting myself into. I get there and people are literally coming up to me just with it looked like a buffet platter of anything I wanted. And I was just,
oh, yeah. I'm sure you got offered like weed muffins and weed cakes.
Oh,
and
God.
Stuff like
everything
that.
Under the sun. It was amazing. I ended up smoking opium in a tent with about 30 people.
Nice.
While I completely lost my girlfriend for about 4 hours. Had no idea where the hell she was. Ended up running into her while the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing. I just didn't even kind of forgot that she even existed. It just kind
it's
of
like, babe, I was looking for you.
Yeah, ran into her and I go, oh, sorry. And she goes, are you fucking it's me. And I was like, oh.
moment that was, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, yeah, she was fucked up too, so it all worked out.
Oh yeah. So, is Bonnaroo and you got past experiences, like, as far as, like, medicinally, how do you feel about mushrooms? Because I have seen people talk about, like, the medicinal value.
You know, I've,
like, when
yeah.
it's done for patients in, like, psych wards, they have seen studies, or I've seen, like, they do studies on people, and they'd give them that stuff, and it would kind of bring them closer to reality, like, not really cure them.
It, well, like we said earlier, bring stuff to light. You're kind of able to reflect on your stuff, you know, your current situation and that, and it helps with it's been proven to help, I should say, with people, yeah, with PTSD or some kind of dependency or alcohol dependency, and then you take it even a step further and you get into microdosing and how it has the ability to, as we were talking about earlier, you know, when you take X amount of, you know, let's say 3 grams to 4 grams of mushrooms, where you're really trying to go to Mars, versus, you know, taking a point whatever of it and just letting your brain go a little bit further, not to the point where it's
you're saying the walls breathe and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you know, it almost has like that that NZT from Limitless movie, you know, that
yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, and you know, people I've heard and read about people in like Silicon Valley and all those tech, you know, people have been microdosing for the last few years, and you think about where all the, you know, the most recent modern advances as far as, you know, tech has come from, it's all in that area, and then there's been, you know, proven studies that link that to literally the ability to use more of your brain than what the normal person does on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Government, let them have it. Let it be a medicinal thing. Stop
right.
keeping it away from people. It's helping people more than it is hurting them if given or diagnosed in a professional manner.
Yep.
I feel like.
Right.
But it looks like we're closing in on 15 minutes, man.
Yes,
but
sir.
Definitely a great podcast, Mitch. I appreciate
it. Hey, man. We should definitely do something like this again.
Sure. I'll look you up and try to add you. You can try to do the same. I'll try to find you real quick. But this is ZP Perspectives with Zach. And got Mitch with the Alphabet Boys. Any last words?
No, just check me out on before we head out.
All right. Have a good one, man.
See you, bro.
Peace.
So I wanted to add real quick. You only have 15 minutes when you record with someone through that little co-host add-on. So I didn't really get to elaborate on some things, but the most recent time when I ate some boomers, when I was talking about how I kind of felt myself going into a little bit of a darker place, it got so bad at one point that I thought I was shitting my pants while I was sitting on the couch next to my buddy while my other friend was on another couch. So I went into my bathroom and took all of my clothes off and was feeling my asshole because I just couldn't believe that there wasn't crap all over the place. And I went to the sink, put some, you know, cold water on my face, and looked in the mirror and just basically told myself to chill the fuck out. And you didn't shit yourself. Even though I shit myself when I'm not on mushrooms, I'm going, you know, my fucking, the 30 side of 20, and I've shit myself more in the past 4 or 5 years than I did when I was a toddler and a kid growing up. So for me to shit myself on mushrooms, you know, it wasn't really shocking, or the feeling of it wasn't that shocking. What was shocking was to find out that I actually didn't. So finally, when I came to and realized that, hey, you just ate a bunch of crazy mushrooms, you're freaking out a little bit, calm down, start thinking some happy things, happy thoughts. And as I was telling myself that, my wife, God bless her soul, sent me a text and just let me know that there was pizza at the top of the steps and paper towels and some 2 liters of some pop. And that right there just snapped me right back, and I was, the rest of the time there was fucking perfect. But I do, I literally crawled up the steps, and just seeing that pizza stacked up on the top of the steps was comparable to seeing my daughter getting born, as far as how happy I was in the moment. And it was even funnier, especially now to think about it, how my wife just knew not to come down, just let the animals play, basically. Just sent me a simple text. I didn't even hear her open the door to the top of the basement. She just slid in there and dropped it off. But, you know, just to kind of caveat on and reiterate the fact that, you know, when you do feel yourself kind of going into a weird place with these, you know, something like psilocybin mushrooms, you can tell yourself that, hey, you're on drugs right now. Just relax. It's not going to be forever. And once you can fully, you know, accept that and come to terms with that, it's really hard to have a bad time when you're on.